When Oregon lawmakers take the oath of office next month, Phil Barnhart won't be there. The Democratic state representative from Eugene is stepping down after nearly two decades in office. KLCC's Chris Lehman caught up with Barnhart and has this profile.
For the past 2 years, Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek has given Phil Barnhart the last word during nearly every floor session.
Madam Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:30 a.m. Thursday, February.
It's an honor given to the longest-serving member of the Oregon House. Barnhart is wrapping up his ninth term as part of Eugene's delegation to the state capitol. That's about eight terms more than he expected to serve when he got elected in 2000 on a mission to tackle education funding.
I thought it was going to be easy. I'd be there for a year. They'd say, thanks, Phil, for letting us know. We'll fix it. And then I'd be back to my psychology practice. Well, that never happened.
By his fourth term, Democrats had won a majority of seats in the House. Barnhart was handed the gavel of the powerful Revenue Committee, a position he held for the next decade. That meant that every proposed tax hike had to get past him if it was to become law. He says his biggest victory in that role wasn't a tax as such. It was a bill that requires lawmakers to review tax credits every 6 years to make sure they're living up to their intended purpose.
We had a lot of tax credits on the books that were accomplishing nothing for us, that weren't doing the things to grow the economy or support families or do the other things that a tax credit ought to be doing. And we've gotten rid of most of those.
Still, putting tax credits under the microscope hasn't been the kind of transformational change in the state's revenue structure Barnhart was hoping for when he arrived in Salem.
We haven't been able to break through to actually raise the kind of dollars that it's going to take to fund schools.
But that's going to be someone else's problem now. Barnhart says he doesn't plan to hang around the Capitol once his term is over. Instead, he's going to focus on another issue near and dear to his heart, climate change.
It doesn't matter whether we fund education or not if we don't take care of the climate change issue, because our children's children will live miserably if we don't get it fixed, and we have only a few years to do it.
Barnhart wants to become an ambassador for the fight against human-caused climate change, though he doesn't know yet what that role will look like. And while he says he's certainly going to be paying attention to what goes on in Salem after he leaves, he doesn't plan to peer over the shoulder of his replacement in the House, fellow Democrat Marty Wilde.
What I like to say about Marty is that he's smarter than I am and 30 years younger. Those are both important things. Legislating is effortful. It takes a lot of time. You got to get it right. It was time for somebody else to take the job.
After 18 years in office, Phil Barnhart's last day as state representative will be January 13. For KLCC News, I'm Chris Lehman.